So I do 3RW, as you know, and
I heard you this morning just talking about scary good stuff, which is a good topic.
It was a good topic. Yeah, things that are scary but are good scary as opposed to bad scary. So it's, you know,
like your examples were.
Oh, I can't remember. I forget.
The woman said having a baby was a good one.
It's no big deal. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah, that's right. I heard you say that.
But 3RW listeners is occasionally fun to sort of say that sort of stuff to see how they'll react. But I didn't have time to hear the reaction. They just went over to Neil Mitchell after me, so it's fine. First kiss, going overseas for the first time.
That was a good one. Going overseas by yourself is a good one.
Something big like a house. Buying a car, maybe, I guess. I had a few on my list, like driving alone for the first time when you get your license, driving your own car.
Taking a baby home was a really good one. Someone rang up. I remember that. That is because you drive the car so slow. We're just driving, and you're like, they gave us a baby at that hospital. It's unbelievable.
Doing a podcast where you don't know what you're going to talk about, given two topics that you have to
miss. Really scary.
So I go in there. Anyway, the other day I went in there. And I love it when the producer says, I made something and you get to eat it, you know, during the show. They make it. And she'd made, and I'd never heard of this, she'd made muffins, mini muffins, but they were donut mix. So they were like a donut mixed with a muffin.
Never had that.
And I didn't know. I just went, they're the best muffins I've ever had. And she said, oh, well, they're donut muffins. And I go, and can you do that? Is that in the, you know, you're a food expert.
Yeah, well, that's like just
test.
Instead of frying the donut, you're baking it, basically, I suppose. So, yeah, I suppose you can do that.
But what makes it a donut?
Frying it.
But is that all that it makes it? Because it tasted the consistency of a donut, but it looked like a muffin.
Yeah, it's just the baking is the difference.
So what goes into a muffin is the same as what goes into a donut.
Never made donuts. I've made muffins. I assume it's a similar kind of batter.
Density to it, you know.
That's a good question. Donuts are a different consistency. I've never made a donut, but made plenty of muffins.
Mm.
Muffins just like a mini cake. So I suppose donuts are a form of a cake. So, yeah, it's just she's baked them. And so, you know, it's like when you get baked chips as opposed to fried chips.
Now you started something. Yeah, okay.
So, you know, like twisties are baked. They're not fried.
You got your world information. Yeah. They're baked, are they?
They're baked. They're put in a big round cylindrical drum and they're spun around with oil. Yeah.
So you're more of a baked man or a fried man?
Fried.
Oh, sorry, that's a dumb question.
Fried. But now I love baked stuff too.
You're probably baked. I'm a baked guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big cake guy. Yeah. As opposed, I mean, I don't mind a bit of fried. Don't get me wrong, but baked, it's good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, fried will hit you harder, I reckon.
Yep.
Don't you?
Yeah. But can anything be fried?
Oh, well, they fry Mars bars in Scotland. They fry anything. You know, you get cauliflower fried. You get anything. Yeah, anything can be fried. As long as it sticks together.
Anyway.
I was telling my kids in the 70s, we had a deep fryer on our kitchen bench. Mum bought it. It was a bit of a trend. You know how everyone's got air fryers these days? Have you got an air fryer?
No, we haven't got an air fryer, but you had a deep fryer on the bench.
Yeah, we had
it.
Ready
to go the whole time. Filled with oil.
With the fat just
sitting there.
The fat was solidified, and then you'd heat it up. The fat would. Oh. Yeah, it was disgusting. And then it was. And you'd use that fat over and over and over. Yeah.
I do question the fat in the fish and chip shop. Does the quality of the fish and chip shop depend on his fat?
Yes. There's two types of fat.
See, again, because, you know, I was interesting. Yeah,
you know, I was the face of fat. Someone used to stir me about this. I can't remember whether it was Chrissy Swan or Kate Langbrook. I was the face of fat. I got employed by an oil company to be the face of fat.
Are you saying seriously?
Yeah, and they took me on a tour of the oil factory.
And was it an advertising campaign or something? No.
Yeah. Yeah, just sort of internal. So I had to go to a fish and chip shop and award them as a fish and chip shop of the year as the face of fat in a little costume, a little outfit, in a little cooking outfit.
That's fantastic. And look,
the face of fat. And I'll try and find the photos or anywhere.
I'd love to see the face of fat photo.
I did a photo shoot. I did a photo shoot to be the face of fat. But there's two types of fat.
Okay.
There's animal fat.
Yep.
And there's vegetable fat. Now, vegetable fat is a misnomer because it's actually seed fat. It's seed oil. It's not vegetable oil.
Okay.
So you like canola oil. I've talked about this before, and your body finds it hard to break down vegetable seed oil. See, something like olive oil is fantastic because we know that's avocado oil. Olive oil is fantastic. Yep. But seed oil, that's often what fish and chips is cooked in now. But if you smell, you can smell, and animal fat is just, they show me the big vats. So, and the guy goes, yeah, we've got a red line down the middle of the factory where on one side we've got animal fat, on the other side we've got
seed fat.
Vegetable fat. And they just put all the seeds into a big vats and just boil them forever and it turns into oil. And they do the same with blood and bone. So while I was there, trucks of blood and bone, which is just animals, and they're poured into these huge vats that were just at a high temperature and it was all just melted down into oil. And you can and some of the old fashioned fish and chip shops still use animal fat. You can smell it. It's a more
so would you smell. Know just walking into a fish and chip shop the quality of what they're making?
Good. On the face of fat.
You're the
fat. I know.
Oh, look out! You're like Matt Preston walking into a restaurant. Here comes the face of fat.
Yeah.
Don't tell him. He knows straight away. He can never shut down. He's really clever.
The face of fat,
Because I know there's burn rates. Like some of them have a higher burn rate, some of them have a lower burn rate.
Yeah.
And like coconut oil has apparently a higher, so therefore, and it becomes, if it, Selena says to me, don't let the fat get too hot, it gets carcinogenic and I get into trouble.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So it is an issue.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's very hard to avoid seed oil these days. I think most fish and chips is cooked in canola oil.
What use vegetable oil, like you, olive oil at home?
Just olive oil.
Just olive oil.
Olive oil.
Yeah, you're good. I wish we used more olive oil. I think we use. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to have an argument about it at home, you know.
About oils?
Nah. I just have to eat what I eat. And anyway.
Well, if your partner's doing the cooking, you can't argue with them because they're doing the cooking. It's up to them, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
You can't go into the kitchen and abuse the chef. It doesn't work.
Well, I would say if anyone knows in Mr. Fat would always know. The face of fat, sorry, not Mr.
The face
not,
of fat.
Mr.
The face of fat.
Get your names right. Well, if you're the face of fat, what would I be the face of?
Oh, you're the face of brown bread. You know, like you're something more, you know, more earthy and healthy. Yeah, you're the face of dairy-free yogurt.
I'd be Brian the Brown Rice Man. I couldn't be Brian Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian the Brown Rice Man.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'd go around and learn all the rices and all the white rices and the brown rices and all the grains and everything.
Well, rice is fascinating because it's a very intensive farming, you know, and they farm rice up on the Murray, but it uses a lot of water. But have you seen how the Chinese farm rice on a documentary? It's like a little in little little. Like layered kind of fields.
In Bali, where there's
the steps.
Yeah, but it's very water intensive, like cotton. It just takes a lot of water.
Incredible.
Yeah, but I'm a huge, I mean, I will have rice with anything.
Rice.
Like we had some, today I'm having brown rice sushi. And
rice is nice. What's that song? Rice is nice. That's what they say. Twice as nice when violins play. Rice is nice. That's what they say. Anyway. Now, rice is great. And, you know, my daughter was asking me last night, in fact, did we have rice as kids? And no, we did not have rice. Do you remember having rice
That's a really good question. No, we didn't. No.
No. Only from the Chinese takeaway did we ever have rice.
Yeah, poor little kids we were. No, they don't realize how lucky they are that they have rice.
They don't.
Have the, and do you encourage your kids to go white or brown?
They like white, but my wife likes brown. I like brown, but we rarely have brown rice. Yeah, I like brown rice.
Once you go brown, you don't go back, I always say.
Yeah. Once you go black, you never go back. Another song. Yeah. Speaking of songs, here's the music, I think, is it?
Yeah.
The face of fat's got to go and do some commitments.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Wow. Well, I've forgotten about that. Funny how you forget these things.
Oh, I'm surprised. That's a good one. That's a whole chapter in your book or in your sitcom. That's a, you know.
I still remember going to the fish and chip shop and giving the guy the award, and the woman saying it was in Melbourne somewhere, Middle Park fish and chip shop. Guy was pretty excited.
Did they do burgers as well at that fish and chip shop?
Yeah. I don't know if all fish and chip shops do.
I don't know when they made the crossover, but in my day, they weren't doing burgers and fish and chips, and then they suddenly took on burgers.
Yeah, late 70s, I reckon. They were doing
burgers. And I don't mind a burger. I mean,
I had homemade burgers last night. I made them. Oh, so good.
What was your role?
A baguette that I bought during the day, but also just white bread, which is often a good hamburger.
That's good, isn't it? Yeah, and so you made the patties, or were they made up?
The patties. I made the patties.
Good. God, you're really good. Cheese, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Make them yourself, or did you make them up pickles, and then come and get them? Did you put all the?
I made them up.
Oh, you made them up.
I actually made them up. They were mini ones actually, because I ran out of mints, so I made them up. And
Dad, those are great. What?
Yeah, that's what. I told him, my teenager said, I love food that you can eat with your hands. Is there a word for that? I said, yeah, it's called shit food. That's what it's called.
And condiment did you go? Tomato sauce?
Oh, I just go sauce. Sauce. Yeah, but the kids go
chili sauce.
Mustard, cream cheese, son's doing at the moment.
That's fancy.
Yeah, cream cheese. Mm. And very American.
Very American.
They do that in America, don't they?
I mean, in our day, you wouldn't be having cream cheese.
Oh, you wouldn't even be having mustard. You just have sauce.
You'd get beaten up lunchtime if you had somebody with, you know. Don't let it get around. Yeah. Want to come around to my place after school, play backyard cricket, and I'll go and get some biscuits and cream cheese. What do you think? See ya. Not hanging around with you.
No way, man. I'm just going to have a salada and tomato sauce, man.
Okay. Topics.
So, well, we should get it. We should explain. People have just joined us.
If they haven't tuned out by now, because they go, what the fuck are they? What is this?
It's the face of fat, and some guy talking about brown rice.
Buddy, the face of fat, they're blabbering on. We tune in for the two topics, and you've taken the time to get to your topics. What are the topics, Sam?
Yeah, what are the topics? You've got to work out how they're related. What are the topics?
The Aztecs and tomato sauce.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Oh, my God. Sam is listening to us again. And just said,
that clever? Where she's probably got so many on call, she can just go, watch this. I'll throw a spanner in the works. Heck, she's going to test this out. That's what she's doing. She's going, if you can talk about tomato sauce, did you know that tomato sauce and the Aztecs were the Aztecs or Aztecs? Aztecs.
The Aztecs, just the, you know, the tribe of Mexican race.
Okay, well, here's a question. Here's a question off the bat. Yeah. Is tomato sauce a fridge item or a cupboard item?
Oh, great question. Because I often leave it out of the fridge when there's no room. I go, tomato sauce would be fine.
Oh, yeah, so I would have said it was a cupboard item, but in our place, it tends to go in the fridge, and I don't know why. Does it mess with the consistency? Because I would rather my sauce being room temperature than cold.
Pretty sure it says keep refrigerated after opening on the side, but you don't have to. What's in? Sauce is just sauce.
It's got so much sugar in it, it's never going to go off. It would never go off.
Nah.
So, I it's probably become a fridge item. It probably was in the olden days.
Oh, sauce. Cupboard. Yes.
Absolutely cupboard.
Yes.
Absolutely. Or it's a cupboard item until it's open, then it's a fridge item.
Yeah, but no, but it should. In my parents still store it in a cupboard. So,
And here's the thing. Do your parents still, have they crossed over to squeeze, or do they stay with the bottle? Can you still buy it in a bottle?
No.
Where you got a...
We're bottle.
You're still bottle? So you're banging the back of the bottle and hurting your wrist.
Yeah.
Well, how do you... Okay. Here's a...
Glass bottle too, because Rosella do a glass bottle.
So, okay, use the sauce bottle, a little bit left. What do you do? How do you get... You whack it with your wrist, or do you put a bit of water in there and swizz it around?
Oh, I do that. I do both of them. I do both of them.
But
how's the opposite of that when you open a new bottle and the kids open a new bottle and it won't come out?
It's a bit thick around the top.
What's that little rhyme? It won't come a lip, then it'll come a lottle.
Oh.
You know that one?
I don't.
But there's a lot of kids saying with tomato sauce, you know, when your dad would say, oh, would you like some sausage with that tomato sauce when you put too much tomato sauce on your sausage? And dead horse, they call it dead horse.
So are you a heavy-handed sauce guy or a or a... I would say I'm light-handed. I don't think I'm...
I'm light-handed.
Yeah, I'm not. I must admit, I mean, your ultimate... What is your ultimate? Sausage and bread. I mean, that is...
Sausage roll.
Sausage roll. I forgot about that.
Pie.
Is a sausage roll possible
hamburger.
Without... So what are the things that you have to 100% have sauce on?
Oh, good question. Sausage roll.
Sausage roll. Ding.
Sausage and bread.
Sausage and bread. Ding.
Pie.
I can go a... I reckon I can go a pie without sauce. I can. But having said that, if it is available...
You can't go...
Well, do you...
You can't go a sausage roll.
I can't go
no
a sausage
way.
Roll. The only thing... No. I will update it slightly. I will probably put the sausage roll or the hot pie on a plate. And then you squirt on top or squirt to the side?
No, on top. I go on top.
Here's what I don't like. Pie. Mm-hmm. Squirt bit on top. And then they take the liberty of injecting the sauce into the pie. You go, hang on a second. I do that. You don't do that.
No, I like that. So I love that injected sauce.
So you want to have a bit on top and then you want to go halfway through your pie and go, oh, here's a bit of injected sauce.
Ooh.
So,
when I get a pasty at Keith's Pies, there's a place called Keith's Pies near Nova when I do radio.
We've got Keith's Pies in Barton.
Yeah, it might be the same
probably
one.
I'd like to meet Keith one day. He probably looks a bit like a
Keith's
pie.
Keith's dead.
Oh, is he?
I asked about Keith. Probably made dead. It. I think he ended up in the
pies. Or the pasties.
What a way to go.
More of a sausage roll man, I think he would have been.
Glenn, that's what he wanted.
Of course. Because like we talked about on this show, that guy got buried in a chip packet. Was his name? The Pringle guy. Anyway, so we're going to say you
can anyway, yeah. I get one of those squeezy sauce, you know, those two little, they say, I get a pasty, actually. I love a pasty.
I like a pasty. Do you like a meat with your pasty? No, so that's Cornish, isn't it?
Yeah, love a pasty. And they give you that little plastic thing with the two little thingos of sauce and you squeeze them together to squirt it out, and that's dangerous.
Oh, because they can go pop, and you can go all over your shirt, or you can go, you know.
But it's not enough sauce.
And you can't
for a
inject
pasty.
That.
No.
So you want to inject. These COVID days, because was there not a time that the sauce would sit on the counter? Was there?
Yes.
So you do. Oh no, but there's the group application one, isn't? Yes.
Yeah, you see
it
at footy
clubs,
isn't it?
Yeah. And I know
they're always so dirty and disgusting, though, those ones. Don't you reckon they always look filthy?
Oh, they do. I'm sick about the time that the guy at the golf club one day he went to buy a pie, and he went to put sauce on it, and it was suntan cream, and he put suntan cream on his pie.
That is fantastic. It's a great. It is the greatest condiment. I know we've talked about condiments. I think it's one of the greatest condiments.
Well, okay. I'm going to give you a kitchen with nothing in it, but I'm going to give you three items in your cupboard. Don't worry about fridge. We've done that. Three items. What are your three items in your cupboard?
Oh, what? Well, sauce.
This is my point. Sauce would be in your top three, wouldn't it?
Olive oil. Oh. You need olive oil.
Yeah. I'd go peanut butter in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you go your olive oil for your cooking, then your tomato sauce and your peanut butter. I think you've covered a multitude of foods with those three. You could exist for on a desert island, you'd go, I'm set. Absolutely.
Sauce, mate. Get your sauce. Yeah. Catch a fish, put a bit of sauce on it. I noticed my youngest son just, when we're having like, say, I don't know, chops and vegetables, he just gets the sauce bottle and puts it on the table. You're like, what's that for? Have on my chops.
Yeah, see, I don't think it's a lamb. It's a lamb item. Tomato sauce?
No, not at all. But kids love sauce. They just love it.
And it's the sugar, because it's a high sugar content.
Yeah, high sugar.
So it's Italian, isn't it? Is it Italian?
No, well, I actually reckon I don't think it's actually Mexican sauce. I think I know tomatoes.
Maybe this will be your answer, so maybe you shouldn't say.
Yeah, I think tomatoes are from South America. I don't think they're from Italy, but certainly the Italians perfected sauce, like in terms of pasta sauce, they do the best.
Don't do a Dolmio grin. What is it?
Oh, the Dolmio grin, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we use that a lot too.
You may as well. You got your tinned tomatoes, you got your Dolmio. So,
what about tomato paste? How do you feel about tomato paste?
I think it's a backup. So you look at your made your sauce and you go, eh, it's not rich enough, and just dab a little bit of paste. How long does it now? Here's my problem with tomato paste. You don't use it all. How do you?
It goes moldy.
Yeah. You put it back in the fridge. How do you protect it? There's no. Yeah. It should be in a because you know they have the peel back.
They're one use item. Yes, that's right. The peel bag. Yeah. I use a tube. I got a tube of tomato paste now.
There again. Yeah. Mr. Fat. No, the fat face.
Face of fat. Face of fat. I should be the face of tomatoes. Face of tomato paste.
What do Americans call tomato sauce? They don't call it. They call it ketchup. Ketchup. And that's tomato sauce. Yeah.
Ketchup. Yeah, that's tomato sauce.
The Brits would call it tomato sauce. Well, they wouldn't call it the Brits.
Yes, they would call it. It's just tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great kind. I mean, what sauce comes near it? Soy sauce is pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I've also high in salt. Also makes me very thirsty.
I bet you're having soy sauce with the sushi, though, aren't you? A little bit of soy sauce.
Yeah,
I'll
just trickle it over the top. You know. Okay.
I haven't had lunch.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's do the Aztecs then.
Aztecs.
Why not?
What are the Aztecs? They were like Mexican tribe, weren't they? No, they were huge, the Aztecs. Yeah. There were thousands, millions of them. Mexican, were they? Mexican 13th century, something like that, around then?
Yeah.
And they were Cortez. Very clever, weren't they? Very clever. Aqueducts. Cultivating land, irrigation, all that sort of stuff.
I went to Aztec ruins. Mexico.
They weren't that good because obviously it's didn't last that long.
So when you go to Mexico, they've got their city square in Mexico City, right? Yeah. So it's like going to the Rundle Mall in Adelaide. You know what I mean? Or the city square in Melbourne.
Yep.
You go to the Rundle Mall. Anyway, and you know how they've got the big metal balls in Rundle Mall? They've got the big metal balls. Well, at the end of their mall, their city square is huge in Mexico City. But at the end, there's Aztec ruins because that Mexico City was the center of the Aztecs. That was their capital.
So they had nothing to do with the pyramids, did they? They built the pyramids, the Aztecs?
Yeah.
They were the guys.
Well, they had some pyramids. And then because when we went there, we went to Teotihuacan, which is the 50. It's like going to Geelong, And you know how Geelong have got the pyramid on this. We've talked about it.
If there's any Mexicans or anyone related to the Aztecs listening, we apologise that we're relating things. Is there a giant? Because we know that we've got the Sphinx Hotel in Geelong. We've talked about that. Well, is there an Aztecs Hotel in Geelong as well? Is there? Is that what you're going to say?
No, but there's probably a Taco Bill's. there's probably a Mexican restaurant.
That's what I'm
going to
say.
I used to love there was a Mexican restaurant called Zampardas. Zampardas, who were like the rebel group of Mexico, who were they weren't a terrorist organization, but they were certainly shooting people and stuff, the Zampardas. But there was a Mexican restaurant called that in Melbourne. Anyway, so you go 50 Ks out of Mexico City, and there's the Teotihuacan, which is the, I think it's the second largest pyramids after Egypt. And I don't think they were built by the Aztecs, but the Aztecs discovered them and used them and stuff. And they were amazing. So they're like these huge pyramids and you can walk around. And incredible. But the Aztecs used them? Well, I don't think they made them, but they definitely used them for sacrifices and stuff.
So what is the Aztec? What is that referring to? A culture? A group? It's not a religion. Yeah. It's a movement? No. What is it?
No, it's a culture. It's a culture of people, like Native Americans. There were Aztecs, were a Native Mexican group, and then they would fight other Native Mexican groups in wars and stuff. Not the Incas. The Incas were further down.
Right.
They don't think the Incas, because often people think Aztec and Incas similar. They are similar, but the Incas were down in Peru and stuff. They don't know if they ever met. But anyway, what happens? The Spanish invaded. Because I learned all this when I went, I read up all about it. A guy called Cortez invaded, and he got some of the locals that didn't like the Aztecs on board and fought the Aztecs and won. Because the Aztecs didn't have guns.
So there would be a front line of the Aztecs. And how would they, in the 13th century, how would they fight? They'd fight with
spears,
shields.
But also disease. Smallpox killed a lot of them. So the Spanish
There was an epidemic. Disease. There was an epidemic that ripped through the part of the time.
But the legend is that what happened was that so the Spanish marched into what is now Mexico City, 100 troops.
Yeah.
And there were hundreds of thousands of the Aztecs, but they The Aztecs thought that he was a god, Cortez, because he was light-skinned.
Oh,
I don't know if this is an urban myth. Yeah. But anyway, the Aztecs welcomed them as they would welcome outsiders. And then the Cortez, the Spanish guy, just took them hostage and killed them. Just the nobles and the kings and stuff.
And then the leaders. And then they didn't have any leaders, and then they're up the shitter.
Yeah, up the shitter. Yeah.
Weren't the Aztecs big on your sports and your arts and your stuff? They were very arty crafty, pretty clever in that department. They had the whole thing going. They're developing the land. They were irrigation.
Incredible.
Building the pyramids, and then they're kicking up. So we have a modern civilization probably owes a lot to the development of the Aztecs. What they brought to the world. Good for them.
Well, they did, and then once the Spanish invaded, disease and the invasion, they just killed them off. Basically, there's still Aztecs are people descendant of the Aztecs still around in Mexico, but the Spanish just
Well, I'm going to say when I was a kid,
decimated them.
The first rock band that I ever heard of was
Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs. Correct.
And I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting that he would refer to the Aztecs in terms of his rock band. So he had a bit of historical reference going on there. Oh, Billy Thorpe. Billy Thorpe's still around. Did you ever do Spicks and Specks with him?
Billy Thorpe, no. I don't know if he is still around, Billy Thorpe.
I think he might be.
That's a good question.
I think he might be.
He was a legend, though.
Absolutely. By the way, there's nothing on TV at the moment, and we're going over to 22 every night, 7:30, two episodes of Spicks and Specks. Loving it.
Oh, my God. Are you?
Well, I'm not saying I didn't watch it, but there's nothing on normal TV.
Well, we can announce now. I mean, I've been alluding to it, but it is coming back.
That's fantastic.
They announced it the other day. It's coming back next year. We've filmed 10 episodes. And I'm in 7 of the episodes, so
that takes you over 60.
I've got my 62.
You know exactly, don't you?
Well in front of Hamish. Well in front of Hamish. These people putting things on the internet that Hamish has been on it more than me.
That's libelous. Face of Fat is the man.
But the Face of Fats, and keep your. You got to watch the episodes because I'm on some. As I was saying, I'm quick cameos. A lot of them, I
still
play like a Mr. Mickey man.
But that's as we said
still
before.
Counts.
That's the one. That's the one that everyone remembers. Sit in your dressing room in your funny outfit for 25 minutes.
I wanted to dress up as an Aztec, but they said it was racist. They're a bit funny about that. The ABC.
Funny with their Aztec. There's a whole Aztec policy at the ABC.
I wanted to do a sacrifice. Yeah. Ellen was up for it.
Yeah.
But Miss wasn't sure. Because that was a big part of the Aztecs, was the human sacrifice.
Human sacrifice. Yeah. So they say, we're going to give you to the gods just for the...
It was an honour, apparently. I think it was an honour. They used to, but you wouldn't go first. They have, dogs and a cougar and an eagle, your support axe, and then you'd be up on the...
And how would they do it? The French would be using the guillotine. What were the Aztecs doing?
They used to pull your heart out with a knife.
No.
I should laugh.
God.
They cut into your abdomen or something and then reach up and grab your heart out. And that was an honor, Glenn. And before you had your sacrifice, you were like a bit of a celebrity. So you go on a bit of a tour of the city, meet some people, and lead them in a song or a prayer.
King of Moomba type of thing.
King of Moomba. Yeah. So, have you ever been the King of Moomba?
I was asked.
You were asked.
Yeah. But I didn't. I didn't want to do it. Was that rude? No. Is that inappropriate? I mean, I'm a proud Melbournean, but I just didn't want
to do it. Oh, look, it's a bit of effort. And Kevin Bartlett, he was the King of Moomba. And as he says, King of Moomba, what a great honour. There's me, Mickey Mouse, Molly Meldrum. He lists up all these people that were the King of Moomba.
Yeah.
But imagine that. You have Kevin Bartlett, KB. After he does his little parade, we take him, put him on the stone
Bang.
Slab. A priest.
There you go. Pull his heart
cuts
out.
Cuts him and pulls his heart out.
Geez, that'd be
pretty full on.
Okay. Thinking music, don't you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do an Aztec.
Let's do it. Isn't there a Heinz ad? Is there a classic tomato sauce ad?
Oh.
Is there?
Yeah, you'd think there'd be a famous tomato sauce ad.
I think there would be. Or there's...
Heinz?
We can't.
What are the big brands? Y-Crow, Rosella, Heinz. They're the big brands.
Oh, wow. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a... How about with the jingle from Domiel's put on a... What is it? Pull the Domiel's grin?
Domiel. Yeah. Yeah, but I think this is more your tomato sauce, not your tomato pasta sauce.
What can we do with the Aztecs? Can we do anything with the Aztecs?
Why don't we pretend to be Aztecs?
How about I'll put my hand up to be sacrificed?
You're going to be sacrificed. I'm the guard. I'm the high priest who's guarding you. Who's going to take you out and stab the knife into you?
Okay. And what?
So you're kind of not sure. Anyway, yeah, that'll be fine. Okay. Yeah. And you can ask for your last meal.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Courtney, play the ding. Wow. Well, this is great that you've volunteered to be sacrificed, Glenn.
I just set the tour.
What's your name again? What is your Aztec name?
It's Glenn of the Donut Muffin.
Glenn of the Donut Muffin. It's great that you.
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy the tour? Was that good? Or?
It's good. They said, do you want to do the tour? And they sort of mumbled something about, Zachary, am I? And I went, oh, I'm a tour. I'm up for a tour. And
yeah. The kids loved it, by the way.
So let me get this straight. Mm. What are you going to do to me?
Look, it's a great honour because, you know, the gods sacrifice themselves for us. Now you're sacrificing yourself to the gods and part of our religion. But what we do, we take you up on top of the pyramid. Yeah, so you get a good view. You can see your house from up there, as they say. And we lie you down on the slab of stone, and I take this knife and I stab it through your abdomen and I reach up and I pull your heart out and hold it up to the gods. So you may not see that.
Okay. By then, I'm Sorry,
what's
your name?
Assume once I pull your heart out, I'm the High Priestess Dave. High Priest Dave.
Oh, High Priest Dave.
High Priest Dave, face of fat. They call me High Priest Dave, face of fat. That's how I say it.
Because are you the guy that makes you get the potatoes and you fry them up and pass them out? Is that you?
That's me.
They're nice.
Oh, they're good, aren't they? That's a new invention. That's pommes frites. We call that here pommes frites.
Okay,
and so what we do, but don't worry, you're not on yet, you're not sacrificed yet. We've got a few support acts. We've got the cougar, that's a big one, that's your big support act.
Okay,
and we've got an eagle, and we've got two dogs. So we warm up with the two dogs. I don't do the dogs. That's for the junior priest. He does the dogs. And
so I'm closing, am I?
You're closing. I'll do the cougar, and then I'll do you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's quick, but there'll be a lot of people cheering, and then. Once we pull your heart out, we throw your body down the pyramid and you bounce down the stairs like a cartoon and everyone, all the locals cheer and they can rip bits off you. But again, you won't be alive.
Now that you say it, it doesn't sound that bad.
I know.
So do I get a final meal or something?
Yeah, of course you can have a final meal. You want some of those fried potatoes that I'm known for as the High Priestess Dave O'Neill face of fat? Dave face of fat?
Well, my... partner makes a lovely risotto. Well, it's like a...
That hasn't been invented yet in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
We've got like, you know, what do we have? We have nachos. We have quesadilla. We have tacos.
Have you invented brown rice yet?
No rice. I've got rice yet, but...
sausage?
We've got a sausage. A nice
bread? Have you got
sausage.
Bread?
Yeah, we got bread.
Oh, well... Here's something that I reckon you're going to love, and I'm happy to share with you, okay?
Yeah.
Get two sausages, two bits of bread, and then you put on what I call tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce? I've seen that in the markets. Do you like that?
Beautiful. It's like tomatoes. Oh, it's just a mixture of tomatoes and herbs and things and a lot of sugar, and you put it on the sausage with bread. And what do you think? Okay. How does that sound to you? Do you think that's a good dish?
Sounds good. I'll just hang on. Gary, did you hear that? He wants bread, sausage, and this tomato sauce stuff. All right.
Okay. Good work, you know.
Oh, there you go. There's your sausage and bread with that stuff you wanted.
Oh, how good does that look? Ooh. Seriously. Seriously. Ooh. Are you telling me? What is that? Hang on. Let's put more sauce on. Want some sauce on yours? How much do you like? Yep. Like a lot?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've never had it before. But, makes a funny noise.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, and there's a bit more. Sorry, that was me, that one.
Well, let me taste it. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, what do you think? Don't dribble.
It's a bit sort of...
It's not weird, mate. I'm telling you, mate. This is the greatest thing ever invented. For generations to come, they will eat it and they will love it. It will make people happy. You don't know what you're talking about. You're going around killing people. No wonder you're killing people, because you're not happy. You should be eating more sausage, more bread. Just get over yourself. Enjoy
life.
Eat
up, mate, because we're about to sacrifice you, okay? So,
Well, in the name of sausage and bread, in the name of sausage and bread with sauce on it, you see that pyramid there, the pyramid that I worked on?
Yeah, that's where you're going to get sacrificed, on the top on the slab. Yeah, that pyramid.
I hereby name that Bunnings. The Bunnings Pyramid.
All right, spill some sauce down your front so when I stab you, you won't even know.
I'm amazed by the way we recreate the period.
It's just incredible. It's like we go into a past life. It's like a past life thing.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I just open my mouth and I channel.
Yeah.
And I just channel.
I'm right there.
It just comes out of me and you're the same and we're creating these. I don't know.
Amazing.
We should do a TV show called Glenn and Dave Channeling, and we just go to these worlds and we create moments in history.
Things that never happen.
Are people talking about it? Are they saying stuff? I love it. Oh, that's good. Because we go to a lot of improvisational trouble. Anyway, time.
Well, I'm going to say the Aztecs invented tomato sauce. I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm pretty sure they had tomatoes come from Mexico. So, yep.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say that most people thought, because of tomato sauce, bolognese, everyone's sort of going, oh, well, obviously tomato sauce has come from the Italians. The Italians, they don't have tomato sauce, do they? They only have bolognese sauce.
Don't they just tomato sauce, like a normal pasta sauce? I think they do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, basically, same as you, that the tomato sauce is Mexican.
What is the answer, Sam?
Tomato sauce was invented by the Aztec civilization. The tomato history has origins traced back to the early Aztecs around 700 AD. Therefore, it is believed that the tomato is native to the Americas. The Aztecs appeared in Mesoamerica, as the south-central region of pre-Columbian Mexico is known, in the early 13th century. Tomatoes, though different from the varieties common today, were often mixed with chili in sauces or as filling for tamales. Eating in Aztec culture could take on a sacred meaning, especially as evidenced in ritual cannibalism. It was not until around the 16th century that Europeans were introduced to this fruit, when the early explorers set sail to discover new lands.
If they did one good thing in their time, apart from sacrificing innocent people, they invented sauce.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, you've got to say, you know, with all the cultivation of land, the irrigation, the pyramids aren't so much an influence, but there's a lot of influence on our life right now. And the cherry on top, or the tomato on top, is tomato sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, how ironic that they would come up with something that they serve out the front of Bunnings and they give us a whole way of life. And, you know, that's just, I take my hat off to the Aztecs.
I can't wait till the next time we go to Bunnings and someone's getting sacrificed out the front.
No, I think for our listeners, as they're standing in the line, you should turn to the person next to you and you should say, excuse me, do you know that this was invented by the Aztecs? And I reckon if you say it loud enough, the people in front will get out of your way and
call the police. Yeah.
Yeah, call the police. There's a guy talking about killing people over there.
And especially if you spill the sauce on your white shirt and then just smear it a bit and stuff. And leave some on your face.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, as we were speaking about last week, it is one of the most common things to spill on your, to get around sauce. Your mouth. And what's interesting is that I had the other day, I had a toasted sandwich. Did I tell you this story? Oh, it was a toasted sandwich and it was tomato and cheese. And I laughed at my mate because he had a bit around his mouth and then he just pointed at my shirt. I had tomato all over my shirt.
See?
And I reckon tomato sauce, Bob Franklin and Jim Owen used to do a joke about tomato sauce. That's what it was. They used to get all they do is they tear off a little bit of white bread, put a bit of sauce on it, and they'd say, what is this? This is on the cooking show. They would say, what's this? And they would say, it's the last bite of an egg and bacon sandwich. So even the last bite of an egg and bacon sandwich, all it is a bit of bread sauce. And a bit of sauce. And that's how good is it? There's no, it doesn't have to be egg there. It doesn't have to be bacon there. Even if it's the last bite. And the last bite of a pie with a little bit of sauce, just a little bit of pastry.
I had a hamburger last night. It's bit of bread, a bit of sauce on the end of it. Oh, beautiful.
See, on occasion, if there is something I have, there's one little bit of pie left, I might pick up, you know, the squeezing squirter, the thing you talked about before. And if there's enough left, I can just delicately put a little dab on the pie, and that final bite is a great moment.
That's
in
a
time.
Sacrifice.
Not unlike like the Aztec. Not unlike me being sacrificed. And I probably, what do? You pull my heart out the top of the pyramid, and I probably roll.
No,
down
they
in
throw
a
your
heap.
Body down the pyramid.
Oh, so,
they throw
your
body down
the
steps,
the
and all the locals run up and grab bits off it or something. I don't know. They all cheer. It's like going to the footy. It's, you know, it's good fun. It's public sacrifice.
You know what? We've never ended a podcast on that image, but I reckon it's a good image to have. That, you know, Russell Coit, you know, being ripped apart by the Aztecs. There's
grab
an
a
image.
Bit of him. Grab a bit. Grab him.
And they break a bit of, put a bit of sauce on.
I got a sausage. Put that down, son. It's a little one.
Quick, stop. We've got to laugh.